Hey, hey, I'm Des.
Hey, y'all, I'm Sai.
And we're the co-hosts of Let's Talk Sis podcast, where we truly believe that together empowered women can transform their lives.
Join us for heartfelt stories, enlightening conversations, and a whole lot of accountability along the way. Hey, y'all.
Hey, hey.
So we're back with another episode.
Yes.
And I'm really excited for this week's topic. But before we dive into it, let's get into the conversational card game. Let's talk, sister. Do you want to go first or should I?
You can go first.
Okay. This one says, are there any particular qualities or values that you look for in your friendships?
I personally look for someone that has compassion of some sort. I feel like, yeah, compassion and honesty.
That's good.
Gotta be honest all around the board. Because even with being honest with me as a friend, like, I need them friends that tell me when I look a mess. So, yeah, I think that's...
I don't think you really like that.
That's right. No, I do. I need those friends that's that be honest.
Okay.
I don't need nobody lying to me, so yeah. Mine says, would you date someone that your friend has previously dated?
At this big mature age, no. When I was younger, not a friend. Well, it depends, because when I was younger, I feel like I called everybody my friend. But I can say that me and my friend have definitely been caught up dating the same people, if that makes sense. Because we just...
But wasn't intentional?
No, not
intentional. Okay, so I think, yeah.
Not intentionally dating. Not at this big age. It's like, what are you doing?
Even at this big age, you could, like, because I feel like nobody openly say, like, this whole thing is just dating. It's not like we're talking about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So, just if we're dating, you could end up dating the same person as your friend and not even know it. That's why X was intentional. So, yeah,
I don't know, though. I feel like I wouldn't do that, but I wouldn't mind if my friend dated somebody that I was, like, previously dating. And it was, like, super casual and it just didn't go anywhere. Like, I genuinely would not care. Like, maybe he's a better, suitor for you, because I could see how y'all, you know, click. And that's actually very realistic and has happened to me before. Like, my friend actually, my college friend literally got married to someone.
That she dated? I think that's a really, really mature point of view and thing to say. I feel like that would be the right thing to say. To say, like, oh, if it was casual, if it wasn't nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not that friend. You call me a hater, a blocker, or whatever you may call it. Because, you know, I think I've kind of... It goes hand in hand with me being delusional.
Yeah, very much so.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. If we went to the movies or even out to eat once, don't talk to my friend.
Yeah, because y'all was almost married, so.
Duh.
You all.
I played the whole future.
Okay.
So, yeah, it doesn't work. You can't.
All right. Okay, so what are we talking about today?
So today we're talking about the pressures of perfection.
Okay.
How society, how the world pressures us as women to be perfect, and how it affects our mental health.
Yeah.
And even our physical.
Yeah.
I
definitely feel like this is a conversation that should be held from a man's perspective, because I would love to hear that as well. But today, I was going to say part two, today we are going to solely focus on the perspective of a woman, and this does not negate all that men have to deal with when it comes to societal pressures. So I just want to put that little disclaimer. So we all see you part two.
Yeah.
Y'all know the topic isn't, you know, redundant. I'm gonna be telling y'all beforehand.
Okay.
But
yeah, we're not saying that women are the only ones with pressure, yeah. But we can only speak for ourselves.
Exactly. Okay, so where do we start?
All right. So we can start with the initial question. What pressures do you feel like society have on us to be perfect? Like, what would be considered perfect
in
society's eyes from your point of view?
I think I'm so ready. I've been waiting for somebody to ask me this my whole life. No, but seriously, I feel like we talked about this previously, or maybe we talked about this within, like, you know, just our friend dynamic. But I feel like as a 26-year-old, the pressure of just not having a family is like,
yeah,
it's burdensome at this point. Like, it's annoying. It's, I don't know, all of these things. But I think that that's something that is knocking at my front door, if not every day, once a week for sure. How about you?
As you were speaking, I was trying to think for me. I don't know if it's I just blocked everybody and everything out or what, but I don't feel no pressure of being nothing. Like,
that's good.
I don't feel no pressure. I think I that's exactly what it is, because for so long, I was so worried about what I should be and where I should be by this age. And this time lately, I can get two shits. I have no pressure from no, it's no external noise. Any pressure that I'm currently facing is from destiny. And yeah, I don't feel like I'm currently facing any pressures, but I can say, as a young woman growing up, or even just in life general, I do recognize the pressures that us as women do face to basically do it all. Not saying that we can, because we kill it every time, but we're pressured to basically be perfect. Like, you got to be every single thing at once. And it's like,
I have a question. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but do you think that pressure is coming from society or from, like, women? Because when I feel like, when I think about this and when I have conversations with my male counterparts about this same topic, they actually don't be wanting us to wear many hats and carry multiple titles. They actually hate it because it puts us in a place of, like, being hyper independent, and it literally does not make us thrive in our femininity at all.
That's
so where's the pressure coming from?
The we definitely place the pressure on ourselves, but what you just said, I feel like it's a give and take on that as well. Because us, and I'm saying us because I've had this conversation with you as well. Typically, when we're hyper independent and wear these mini hats and try to be this everything or everything, everyone woman, it's because there wasn't someone else there doing it for you.
So are you saying
we become
single woman?
Huh?
You said someone else not doing it for you.
So you said when you have these conversations with your male counterpart, you realize that they don't even want their women like this. And men say that, but then at the same time, these women are like this because there wasn't a man to pick up the slack or the weight or help them out at all. You had to become like that because you had no one else to do it for you. You have to wear these many hats. You have to be hyper independent because there's no one else to do it for you.
Yeah. I can attest to that to a certain degree. I definitely think that I feel like the pressure comes from women.
We definitely set this pressure on ourselves. Women compare themselves to other women, for sure.
Yeah.
Even if we go to, like, the BBL culture, because now, I don't know if you've been seeing lately, like, on the internet, so many people are regretting their surgeries. And
yeah, that's probably why everybody is taking diabetes medicine.
Those and big.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people were trying to go back on these basically permanent decisions they made. And it's like, y'all did this to be like
society's idea of perfection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like you said, who made this society's idea of perfection?
Women.
Other women.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, it's crazy.
I'm actually interested. That shifted my whole perspective.
It changed my whole perspective on what I even came into this conversation thinking, because I wasn't necessarily thinking or even saying that men put this expectation on us, but to even think that we're really doing this to ourselves.
But I'm actually curious as to where the root of, like, why we even think that this is necessary. Like, where is this coming from? Like, where this is obviously evident. It's evident that it's as a result of lack of some way, shape, or form. But, like,
okay, so I want to,
why are we competing with men? Equal rights.
Child.
No, seriously, I'm back.
Ain't trying to work. Like, take it all back.
I'm really too. Wait, hold on. We need to dissect this for a second.
No, wait. Can we run back real fast and jump off the topic? I was just thinking, so how we are saying, like, we set these expectations on ourselves and compete with other women, but these expectations were set by men, a lot of them. So even as far as, like, the surgeries and the BBLs and stuff like that, like, a lot of these women have done these things for men. Like, we can't ignore that fact. Like,
okay, so outside of the BBLs,
a lot of things.
Like, what else?
It's like, to impress men.
Like, what else outside of BBLs? I do feel like there's a culture of women who have gotten BBLs just so that they can find a successful man who has money so that they can be taken care of. I have heard women say that their BBL is an investment of some sort. Now, what type of investment? Particularly,
I don't know what a BBL said it was an investment.
I'm actually not even sure. So outside of a BBL, that's what I'm saying. Outside of a BBL, what else like fits inside?
To like, what women be doing for men?
Yeah.
Just trying to be better than the next woman.
And okay.
Because I feel like, and this is from me being on social media and seeing what society holds, I feel like that whole high value man thing has been on like a really high level for like a while or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, it's more women than men.
The ratio of women to men are like
10 to what, 3 or something?
Yeah.
Like, it's a
real. That makes sense. I feel like that's a Kevin Samuels argument.
Yeah.
Because his argument was always a high profile man can date whoever he wants, right? And bring them up to his level. Mm-hmm. And as a woman, it's stricter for us for sure.
So I'm kind of mad that you said that's a Kevin Samuels thing, because rest in peace to that man, but I did not like nothing about him.
Yeah.
But that's kind of true.
It's very true.
That's kind of true. Like,
it's very
true. A man can literally date who he can find the lady up the block living up under the bridge and literally fix her whole life and make her a wife. Mm-hmm. In comparison to, we can't really do that. Because, I mean, you can, but there's facts on this. A man can build up a woman and they're just meet happily ever after. She will be forever grateful to him or whatever the case may be. But again, this is statistically proven. A woman will build up a man and he will go still and find another woman, or he will go and you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's more likely for a man to find whoever he wants in comparison to a woman being able to grab whatever. So that's why I mentioned that the ratio of these high value men, even compared to high value women, there's more women than men. There's more women, there's more goal-driven women. Like, there's more in comparison to the ratio of men.
Yeah. I feel like, well, that means that polygamy should be acceptable, right? If the ratio is, like...
I feel like whatever you desire should be acceptable.
No. I mean, I'm just...
I mean, polygamy is a whole nother conversation.
Okay, for sure.
I have my gives and takes on that, but I mean, it would be understood, but that's why women are in competition, basically, because we're going to take polygamy out the conversation entirely. These women are competing for these men.
Right. So the men are actually the catch?
No. I don't want people to think that. No. I'm saying that women... I feel like a lot of women have a false idea of what men even like or want.
Mm-hmm.
That's one part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then another thing is, and when I'm saying this, I'm not talking about every single woman. So I don't want it to be misconstrued. Like, oh, we just do everything for a man, because I don't do nothing with a man in mind. So I don't want
that. That's the problem now.
But no, seriously, I do think, though, a lot of women are in competition. Because, like you said, a hand in the family is knocking at my door.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's one part of us that's like, what I just said, oh, I don't do anything with a man in mind. We're doing this all for ourselves, blah, blah, blah. But then there's another part is like, we do, well, not everybody, but a lot of us is like, we do want family.
We
want to be married.
Yeah. I'm like really interested, and I'm going to have to think about this. Where did the disconnect between men and women stem from? Like, where did that agenda come from?
Like, I can go on.
I know how it's being pushed, but, like, where did that stem from? Because, is it? I think it is. That's why men are, like, that's why a lot of our fathers are absent. They're in prison, like, being killed.
I just watched, like, an in-depth interview the other day speaking of that, like, well, only obviously for the Black community.
Mm-hmm. But
speaking of that, of how slavery... kind of embedded in the Black women to not need or respect the Black men.
In which way?
By showing how we could in slavery, they break down us, because Black people are strong and smart and all those type of things. They break you down. So by exposing their weaknesses, by not giving them the authority or right to even take care or support their families, by not being able to provide their family security or protection, by not even being able to be in their families or kids' lives.
Okay, so that's the heart of slavery, right? But even when we look back, like, the last four generations, families were together way more than they have been in the last few years. Like, it's been 2024 that statistics say that families are just now, like, coming back together, in a sense, or, like, sticking together. So, like, where did that... Like, I'm really trying to just understand, where did this come from? Because I think that it's been an agenda that's been pushed, but also I think that, like, our community plays a large role in why men... Like, it's like reversed roles, almost.
I hate it.
And then I feel like there's a whole nother side of this argument where men wonder why we date up.
Right? They do?
Yeah.
They wonder why we date up?
Yeah. A lot of men will prefer for us to date, like... Have you ever had a man who you feel like damn well he shouldn't be trying to get with you because he has other priorities and things that he should, because he has bigger fish to fry? Yeah, so that's dating down, or would prefer for us to date across, but typically...
But do men think that? Because a lot of times, most men...
That's what I'm saying. We need a real man.
I can't speak for men. So like you said, we need a man on here, but... From my point of view, what I've experienced, real men don't be wanting to date women or be with a woman that has more than them or don't need them, in a sense. I feel like men desire for their woman to need them in some way, shape, or form. It doesn't have to be solely financial.
For sure. I definitely agree with that.
Shape or form. So... When you date down, it's like most of the time you don't really need him for nothing.
Yeah, I think
you don't need him if you date.
Yeah. Like, what type of exchange? You're saying?
Like, what can you provide? If you're dating down, 9 times out of 10, you're more financially secure than him. I'm not saying 9 times out of 10, but it is statistically proven that women mature faster than men. Women... brains develop faster than men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are all statistics. This is proven.
Mm-hmm.
So dating down, I mean, if it happens, it happens. If you meet, you know, love your life, fall in love, whatever. But intentionally.
Okay, so what's your idea of dating down?
Someone that's not on the same level as you.
Level which way? Because I feel like every time we hear level, it's just about finances. And now you knock all of these men out of the ballpark because they're not financially stable yet or secure yet. So what is that?
No, because a man with ambition is worth a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You can see.
So do we fall in love with potential? Because that's a whole nother.
I'm single. So there's that. There's like so many answers off of this here. No, and that a nigga. So I don't really know.
I mean, I guess this is a conversation we definitely gonna have to revisit, because I have so many questions where I'm just like, where do I like insert myself where I'm not like being delusional? And I'm still giving guys like a fair chance because they're trying, you know, and they're chasing their dreams and they're actively like, you know, so where's the thin line?
Thank you so much for tuning into our podcast, Let's Talk Sis, with Des and Sai.
Stay connected by following us on all of your favorite social media platforms. And don't forget, use hashtag Dear Sister Let's Talk to find us.
Wait, before you go, head over to our website or our Instagram and join our interactive community for a daily dose of sisterhood, where like-minded women fellowship, encourage, and create a safe space amongst one another.
See you inside, sis.
Toodles.
Bye.